NBA Australia, how you going? Welcome to NBA Australia. It's Friday, March 9. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, Red Bull, The Brooklyn Game, and whoever else wants to give me money. I'm here in Larry Armour Studios, New York City, New York, making sure you know everything that's going on in the NBA, who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball. And we're out here repping Straya, talking NBA junk there for your favorite daily NBA podcast. That's right, man. Daily. You just never stop. Oh, geez. Anyway, we're wrapping all the NBA games from last night. There's a couple of big things that happened, so it's fun as hurl. Plus, we've got all the usual dumbassery. Yeah, nah, better than Lonzo Ball, the unpopular opinion of the day. And as we do every day here on NBA Straya, we check in on what every Australian NBA player is up to. Just to see how they go, mate. And it's Friday. TGIF, am I right? Jeez, gonna sink some tins. Friday, get on the fucking cans. So we've got Dickhead of the Week. We add to our Luke Longley All-Star Hall of Fame. We preview every single game for the NBA weekend. There's 24 of the buggers. Damn. And we'll finish up with a brand new Cooking with Bainesy, which is quickly turning into a fan favorite and instant classic. On your Bainesy. All right, it's NBA Australia. It's Friday. We've got a massive episode. Let's do it. Let's go. This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Ah, you better, because it's NBA Australia and we start every episode with the daily whip around. Right there. So we've got a couple of little bits, news, a couple of injuries. Jaylen Brown. Oh, geez. Dunked, hung on the rim for just a second and then fell down. And shit went all akimbo. Thing is, news is he got on the plane with the team last night. He tweeted out, I got a bit of a headache. So it looks like he'll be right. And then Steph Curry hurt his ankle. And looks like he's going to stay in the Bay Area for the Warriors' two-game road trip through Portland and Minnesota. So there you go. Warriors going to be out. Steph for a couple. It's his troublesome right ankle again. You're going to remember that he missed 14 games early in the season with that. So there you go. That's the update. And look, let's get to the games. Let's talk about what happened last night. Should we? Yeah, I reckon. All right, I reckon we should then. Let's just do it. Thursday, five games. Tinkerpalooza teams go 1-1, even though the one that won, there you go, didn't really want to or need to because they're the Nets and it doesn't matter. So speaking of which, let's get to that. Nets at Hornets, 125-111. Gross. Nets win. Hornets, man, they're just like, shit, dude, ain't nobody here. Ain't nobody care. This is fucked. 21-6 for Kemba. Shouldn't have been an all-star walker. 19-7-3 blocks for Dwight Howard. But you know what we say here in NBA Australia? Fuck Dwight Howard. 29 for Allen Crabbe on the Nets side. 6-11 from three. Jared Allen, man, he's going to be a problem. 13-7 for the big fraud rookie. 22 points, 8 assists for Sweet Baby Carrots. Rondé Hollis-Jefferson, 18-12 as well. Look, Carrots and Rondé. The Nets have changed dramatically for the better since they got back after All-Star. So it sort of tells you a lot about what's going on in Netsland. Meanwhile, fucking 8 points on 9 shots for that flogged D'Angelo Russell. I'm just saying. Charlotte have now lost 5 straight, so that's all she wrote, son. And look, that's what happened when you gainfully employ fuck Dwight Howard. God damn it. Man, he's going to have like, look, give him like another couple more years and he's going to have like 25 kids and you'd be able to like have an entire like AFL footy team with his kids. That'd be awesome. But still, fuck Dwight Howard. All right, Sixers at Heat. Oh, Philly, what are you doing? Heat win 108-99. How do they keep playing these games? It feels like this is the 6th time they play all year, but this was the 4th. And the Heat now have the tiebreaker over the Sixers in case of a playoff tie. So, weird. Simo had a pretty good game, was looking all right, but the Heat just put on the clamps because Joel Embiid was tired and in foul trouble. So the Sixers, it was a bit of a rough one. Simo, 10 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, almost a Jason Kidd triple-double, 3 steals, 2 blocks. But 5 turnovers as well. The homie, Dario Saric, 20-10 with 4 assists. I feel like everyone's sleeping on how good the homie Dario's been. Dude is out there, like, killing it efficiency-wise as well. He's shooting, like, 45% from, I think, basically for this year, since the calendar 2018 year. He's shooting, like, 45% from 3, almost 50% from the field, and, like, killing it. Anyway, JJ Redick at 18 and 5 assists. Robert Covington had a shocker. We'll talk about that in a second. But yeah, Embiid versus Whiteside. This is the usual dramatic matchup. Embiid, though, was tired in foul trouble. He had 17 points and 18 shots. Meanwhile, Whiteside kicked his ass. 26 points, 8 rebounds. Dunked on him a couple of times. Basically got his balls in his face. Embiid punched Whiteside in the face at one point. Like the old swing back, get away from me. Oh, I copped you in the face. Sorry about that, bro. And then also hit himself in the face. Joel, I don't know what's going on, mate, but it's a bit weird. Goran Dragic, the flog, 7-5-7. Yes, that's all-star Goran Dragic over Ben Simmons, 5-7-5. Not good. 16-6-2 for D-Wade, 10-7 for Kelly. That's a girl's name, Olenek. Heat, man. Now they just popped up ahead of the Bucks. They're in seventh. They're just behind the Sixers. But the Sixers have got 2 losses in hand, so they're a game up on the Heat. So 6-7 in the East. That's who it was last night. It's pretty fun. Number 2 in the East, the Celtics. They beat the Wolves, who are now 6 in the West, 117-109. And Jaylen Brown, as mentioned, man, ouch. This looked fucking horrible. Damn, son. Came down so hard, the look in his fucking face was like, reboot. Yeah, right, quick, hard reset. So holding down the fucking power button on Jaylen Brown for a second. It was brutal, man. Wolves, Ned Bjelica, 30 points, 12 rebounds. When he's your leading scorer, you've got problems, I think, Wolves. Big Cat had 15 and 11. Jamal Crawford, 15 points. Bit of a Barry Crocker shocker for the Wolves. Just not much fun going on. Like, I don't know what Tibbs is doing. He's playing 8 dudes. He's just signed Derek Rose. Just seemed a bit rough, I'll tell you. Right there, just rough as guts. But yeah, like, come on, man. When Ned fucking Bjelica is just like crushing it for your team. Meanwhile, Anthony Wiggins is fucking getting 13 points on 21 shots. Yeah, that's not a blueprint for success, I'll tell you that much. For Boston, 23-7-8 for Kyrie. We'll talk about him in a second. Al Horford has 28-6. 20 points, 8 rebounds and 6 assists, rather. 12 for Tatum, 14 for Brown before he fucked himself up. Interesting test for both the Wolves and Celtics. Celtics now officially qualify for the playoffs, and that is the 3rd straight loss for the Wolves. They slipped to equal 6-7th with the Thunder. Rough one. Rough one. Tough, I'll tell you, tough. But as mentioned in this year podcast, the Wolves, man, they got this 10-game streak without Jimmy Butler. They've lost 3 of them already. It's not going to get any better. It's not going to get any easier. Speaking of the Thunder, they beat the crap out of the Suns. This was close to start off with. Then they kicked the shit out of them. 115-87. Handy. Good job, Thunder. Just get the job done. As opposed to, like, what? Denver versus the Mavs the other day. Jesus. For the Suns, Devo Booker. Oh, Devo! 30 points, 6 rebounds. The rest of the team was an absolute shit show. Tyson Chandler was the only other player to hit double figures with 10. And it was Tyson Chandler. Jesus. 6-6 for stupid hair off of Peyton. Josh Jackson had a sucky one. 6 points and 8 shots. How's the Suns, though? Playing dudes like Deion Reed, Shaq Harrison, Troy Daniels, Alec Peters. It's basically a made-up NBA 2K team at this point. Thunder, Rusty had 27 points, 8 rebounds, 9 assists. Steven Adams, bro. He had 16 and 12. 2 assists, 2 steals, and 3 blocks. That's a big game for Steven Adams, bro. Paul George, 21 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks. 11 on 11 for Melo. T-Ferg got knocked out by Steven Adams in a head-to-head collision. Not great. I don't think there's anyone else in the NBA I'd less rather have a head-to-head collision with than Steven Adams. Have you seen his brow? Jesus. And then the final game of the night, the Spurs lose to the Warriors 110-107. This was close because Steph went out after 2 minutes. That's why that'll happen. I'll tell you. How's the starting lineup for the Spurs, though? Like, Patty Mills, DeJounte Murray, Kyle Anderson, Davis Bertans, LaMarcus Aldridge. And they almost beat the Warriors still. That's unbelievable. So LaMarcus Aldridge has 30 points, 17 rebounds, 4 assists. Slow-mo Kyle Anderson. Who'd win in a foot race? Kyle Anderson or Joe Ingles or me? 12 points, 11 rebounds, and 5 steals. Look good as well. And the thing is, they kind of kept going to him down the stretch. And you're like, wait, no, the Warriors are just letting them get the ball to Kyle Anderson and hoping that he takes the fucking shot, because, yeah, not going to go great. Tony Parker, I am Tony Parker. You want to call me some sort of cheesy thing, surrender monkey? Fuck you, I steal your wife. Tony Parker, 11 off the bench. Not bad. For the Warriors, Draymond Green had a triple-double. most of the points were scored while screaming and won and then scoring anyway. 11 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists. The coward, Kevin Durant, 37 points in an absolutely fucking stellar showing in the second half. 11 rebounds, 4 assists, and 4 blocks. We'll talk about the rest of his game in just a second as well. Klay couldn't get it going here. 5 of 16, 1 of 5 from 3. The weird part was he kept taking them. And you now get to the point where it's Klay, he shoots. You're like, that's going to go in. And they just didn't. You're like, oh, this is weird. I don't know how. I feel weird in my pants. It's just how it goes. But the Warriors, man, they were down 8 with 4 minutes left. And then an NBA Strayer approved performance of the night took over.
That is a knife.
Coward Kevin Durant, 14 straight to get the Warriors back into this Spurs game. All before a Draymond bucket got them ahead. But Jesus, the coward was the only reason they were up in this. And it was like ridiculously telling. The thing is, it took him a while to sort of remember how to like go, oh, wait. So when Steph's out, I'm meant to like kick ass. And then he's like, oh, okay, I will. And then just proceeded to do that. He just blocked LaMarcus Aldridge a couple of times. So he had 37 points of 14 to 26 shooting, 4 of 7 from 3, as mentioned, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 blocks. Unbelievable. Kevin Durant, that is a knife. And we're going to add an extra one there for the that's not a knife, that's a knife. NBA Australia approved performance of the night. Kyrie goes on a 9-point run, all of his own, to seal the deal in the Celtics win over the Wolves because they needed it too. Holy shit, the Wolves were sitting there going, oh, we're going to stick around again. And Kyrie's like, nah, get fucked. And put up 9 by himself, and that was all she wrote. So Kyrie, 23 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists. Good job. All right, what about old mate, no mates?
Old mate, no mates.
Who's got no mates today? Well, we've got two. The entire Hornets team for wasting Michael Jordan's money and losing to the Nets at home after they'd beaten them, like, what, 3 weeks ago? What the shit are you doing, Hornets? They've lost 5 straight. Jordan's sitting there going, I could probably still beat all you motherfuckers. What the shit? Also, old mate, no mates, how about Robert fucking Covington? 0 of 10. What the hell, man? I mean, I get that you're being like defended by Justice Winslow, but 0 of 10? How do you not get anything going? So I'm going to lay the Sixers loss to the Heat firmly at Robert Covington's feet. It's just how it's going to go. I'm not going to brook any arguments right there. God damn it, Robert Covington, you suck. What did you do? What did you do? And the Hornets, fuck you. All right, let's get to Tankapalooza 2018 update. How we doing in Tankapalooza 2018? I love this sound effect. Memphis still on top, 18 and 46. Phoenix in second, 19 and 47. Then we have Dallas, Atlanta, Orlando, and Sacramento. 4 teams tied for third at 20 and 45. Brooklyn with their win last night move into sole possession of 7th with 21 and 45. Then there's Chicago at 22-42 and the Knicks at 24 and 41. That is Tankapalooza, your daily update on the Tankapalooza. It is awesome. How good is that sound effect though? It's pretty great. So Memphis and Phoenix 1 and 2 and then everybody else at 3rd. That's fucking bananas, man. All right, let's get to Bet on Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. You're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. Yeah, this is your daily look into who was better than Lonzo Ball last night. It is hashtag better than Lonzo Ball. Now, not too much on the old rookie front last night, but DeJounte Murray. I don't feel like we've really even talked about him much on this here NBA Australia podcast, which is weird because he's basically playing next to Patty Mills and starting over Patty Mills. But now he's playing next to him in the starting lineup. And DeJounte is being fucking badass, man. 14 points, 7 of 14 shooting last night, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. Was just kind of everywhere. But, you know, he also had a steal. Pretty good. Pop loves him. It's all good. Lonzo, meanwhile, since he came back, he's 21 and 42 on 3-pointers. So that's pretty good. But Lonzo will play on the weekend. So we don't have anything to compare him to. So there you go. DeJounte Murray last night. For one night only, you were better than Lonzo Ball. Not bloody bad, mate. What do you reckon? Hey, you know what? It's Friday, so what does that mean?
Dickhead of the Week!
Yes, Dickhead of the Week. It's Friday. We do it every Friday, and we do Dickhead of the Weekend every Monday. Nice one. So, Dickhead of the Week this week is Reggie Miller. Holy shit, two games this week, and you just want to fucking leap through your tally and beat the shit out of this little corny-ass nerd every time he says some fucking dumb shit. Oh, Reggie fucking kills me. Last night was the worst. So this is how he got to be Dickhead of the Week. Last night, Jaylen Brown goes down, and Reggie is diagnosing a fucking broken back or a broken neck like a piece of fucking shit from 40 feet away. Oh, I'm not sure. He might have broken his back. See how he comes. I was like, what the fuck you talk? Don't diagnose this shit on the floor, Reggie Miller, you piece of fucking shit. Fuck off, Reggie, you candy ass nerd leaning fucking fuckhole. Anyway, I'm getting pretty heated about Reggie. Even old mate was sitting there last night on the couch next to me going, holy shit, fuck Reggie Miller. I'm like, damn, you usually chill as shit. Reggie, you're in trouble. Anyway, so there you go, Reggie. You got to go get fucked. Dickhead of the Week is yours. All right, let's come back with some yeah nahs right after this.
Oi, oi, oi. It's old mate Dally over here. That's right, Matty Dally Vadova. And you're listening to NBA Straya.
All right, man, we're back. It's NBA Straya. Yeah, nah. We take three NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. And that's just how it goes. Come on, so let's do it. Should Ben Simmons, like, be shooting three-pointers with, what do you reckon, a skyhook? Yeah, nah, yeah. Give me some more skyhooks. Nah, we'll go back to green. What do you reckon? Skyhook, baby. Yeah, nah, yeah. That was unreal. Did you see that video? I think we've got a solution to the Ben Simmons shooting three-pointers problem. Just launched skyhooks from beyond three. He nailed it. It was perfect. I love it. Ben Simmons, skyhook. Let's do this. Let's like revolutionize basketball. I love it so much. And like, I don't know if he was trying to do it just to impress the babe who's like watching like from midcourt, but he's just like, damn, did you see that? She's like, oh, Ben Simmons, you're so fucking good. But she wasn't Latina. What am I doing? Come on. It was amazing. Absolutely amazing. Good job, Ben Simmons. Also, how good are skyhooks? Nice. Anyway, number two, yeah, nah. LeBron, when asked about the Cavs possibly slipping to the sixth seed during their recent road trip, LeBron replied, it doesn't matter to me if I'm a sixth seed, three seed, two seed, eight seed. If I come into your building for a game one, it will be very challenging. Does it matter? Yeah, nah. Nah. Of course it doesn't matter what seed they have. I mean, it'll probably matter if they have home court, so you probably don't want to slip out of fourth. Basically, because you don't want to be on the road for the first, the second, and third round, and obviously for the finals if you get there. But at the same time, you know, Toronto is still packing their decks when he comes into their building in game one, right? You know they are. The Celtics would be kind of like, I reckon we might be able to beat him. Toronto, they go, God damn, not LeBron again. There you go. So I reckon LeBron, he's on to something there. I don't think it really matters too much. Just don't slip below four, you know? Gonna be tough. All right, number three, will Isaiah Thomas changing his number from 7 to 3 make him play better? Yeah, nah, nah, of course not, but IT3 sounds way cooler than IT7. I don't know what the fuck he was playing at in the first place, but IT3 is wicked. What are y'all doing? Good job, Isaiah Thomas. Man, I hope he gets good. As mentioned, like, it's probably gonna be how many like teams are interested in him next year, right? Brutal. Anyway, number four, extra bonus one. This is a fun one. Are you surprised that Steve Francis sold crack before moving into the NBA? Yeah, nah, nah. I mean, crack is a terrifying epidemic, and it's Steve Francis, so I just assumed he was still selling crack for kicks while he was playing NBA because he's a crazy motherfucker, and he'd be like, ah, this is fun. But obviously he didn't, and he wrote an amazing piece on the Players Tribune. You need to go read it. He calls out Sam Cassell, Gary Payton, Sean Marion, Canada. He talks about Dream and like them sitting on the like team plane and shit, and how Yao and he were like some odd couple motherfuckers. That's like a direct quote. It is one of the best things you'll read all year. It's so great. And he talks about like his struggles with boozing after finishing his career, and how pissed he was that people were saying that he was on crack. And he's like, motherfucker, I never touched that crack. He did literally say the old, I don't smoke crack, I sell it. Nice one, Steve Francis. I loved it. It was such a good read. You need to go smash it right now. Right now. Do it, do it, do it, do it. All right, unpopular opinion of the day. Let's do it.
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
Look at me. Every NBA team. Camo uniforms are fucking ridiculous. You're not hunting. You're playing a sport. They look shit. You look like you're about to have an uncomfortable conversation about banging with your kid while your brother drinks himself comatose next year. And about to kill Bambi's mum or something. Fucking hell. Camo uniforms. I don't know, man. I think they're just like San Antonio, maybe. Everybody else, don't. Just fucking don't. All right, let's get to the Australian Player Watch right after these words.
G'day, this is Joe Ingles, and you're listening to NBA Straya.
All right, man, we're back. NBA Straya, it's Australian Player Watch. Let's whip through all of the NBA Australia players, seeing how they're doing. Ben Simmons lost to the Heat last night. 10 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks, 5 turnovers. Not a great one. They smothered him down the stretch because, like, with everybody else having a shit night, they could fucking focus in on the big guy. And look, he tried, couldn't get him over the hump. Tough one. But you know what? He'll learn from that sort of stuff. How you do it. As long as he gets to the playoffs, they'll be laughing. Patty Mills lost to the Warriors and the coward Kevin Durant last night. Patty starting again. Doesn't have a great one. 8 points on 3 of 10 shooting. 2 of 6 from 3. Patty is now 7 of 28 over his last 5 games from 3. Not quite good enough. 3 assists, 2 rebounds. Patty Mills, I mean, it was a bit of a tough one, wasn't it? The Jingler. The Jazz have got some games on the weekend. Oh, Jesus. A tasty one for Jingler. Plays the Grizzlies on Friday. And then has the Pelicans on Sunday. That's going to be very, very interesting. How about Dally and Thon? They've got the Knicks on Friday, and that's basically it. They got a pretty chill weekend to Thon and Dally, so you wonder if Dally might be back for this Knicks game tonight. Probably not, because then he's going to get like a couple of days rest before they play again on Monday. So let's get Dally back here. Come on, Dally! Let's go, buddy! Come on, mate! Aaron Baines last night in the win over the Wolves. 10 minutes, 6 points, 3 of 6 field goals. 4 rebounds, 1 assist, and 3 fouls in 10 minutes? Come on, refs, Jesus. Celtics move to 35 and 15 when Bane starts, though. Pretty bloody good. How's Andrew Bogut? Yeah, still no team. Sitting on the couch fucking around on Twitter. Not bad. Still getting paid. How about a daily question? Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Answer is still, yeah, but should be hopefully back this month. Come on, man. And the final part of the Australian Player Watch, Kyrie. We've already talked about him. Had a fucking cork overnight, 23 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists, goes on a 9-point run to seal the win. Good stuff, Kyrie. I love it. All right, so it's Friday. What do we do on Fridays? We add to the Luke Longley All-Stars Hall of Fame. That's right, man. It's role players who just did their damn job and kicked some ass. And just like, you know, had long, fruitful NBA careers, but you don't think of them as superstars. So let's do today's Luke Longley All-Star. Rick Fox. Oh, Rick Fox, man. 3-time NBA champ, similar to Luke Longley. You got to remember, for the Lakers, 2000 NBA Finals against the Pacers. Man, he hit a critical 3-pointer in, game 6? They rallied and won the game, won the title. Not bloody bad for, not a bad run for Rick Fox there. The weird part is, so he was basically off the bench that first year. Comes back in the second title run, starts. Averages almost 10 points a game, shoots almost 40% from three. They swept through the first 3 rounds that year, don't forget. Lost the first game against the Sixers. And Fox had 19 points in that game where AI had 48. So the Lakers then swept the next 4. And, not bad. Fox had 20 points in the clincher. Not bloody bad, man. Not bloody bad. Then Rick Fox in the last one. Started all 82 games that year. Got through the old Sacramento Kings in 2002. And Rick Fox had 13 points in the Game 7 victory in Sacramento. Then they kicked the shit out of the Nets. And Fox averaged 10 points, 6 rebounds, and 1.5 steals in that sweep. Not bloody bad. So, in his 56 career NBA playoff games, Rick Fox averaged 6.1 points per game, 2.6 rebounds, and 1.8 assists. Not bloody bad. For his career, averaged 9.6 points, 3.8 rebounds, 2.6 assists. And you got to remember, like, the way that he sort of went down from, like, oh, I'm in Boston, I'm going to be, like, an awesome sort of, you know, all-round scoring kind of guy. I'm going to average 16 points a game. Goes to LA, is beside, like, Kobe, Shaq, Glenn Rice, all these dudes, and takes a back seat and goes, all right, man, I'm going to just fill in the gaps. Pretty good. And you know what else he did? Filled in some gaps off the court. Because goddamn, Rick Fox was married to fucking Vanessa Williams. Holy shit. And then he, like, once they broke up, amicably, apparently, because I feel like Rick Fox is, like, the best dude ever. He then dated Alicia Dushku. What? Come on. Rick Fox has also been on a bunch of amazing TV shows. He's on, like, Franklin and Bash, Ugly Betty, One Tree Hill, Single Ladies, Love, Inc., The Big Bang Theory, Shameless, iZombie, Mum. Holy crap, he was amazing. And also now owns, like, basically the number one esports League of Legends franchise, Echo Fox. That is unreal. Weirdly enough, he's also Canadian. His mum was a high jumper and pentathlete. His dad was Bahamian. Yeah, man, that's awesome. So, fuck Rick Fox, but also, he's awesome. Perfect Luke Longley All-Star. Probably could have done more. Great role player. Good job, Rick Fox. How about those Lakers fans out there? What do you think of Rick Fox? I think he's amazing. I also love that he's brought up on Blackish all the time. It's hilarious. He's a handsome motherfucker, I'll tell you that much. All right, let's get to the game previews right after this one.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Stream, eh? Cheer, Brew.
All right, we're back. The Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board. Patty Mills, all he did yesterday was tweet out Game Day Baller Game Day, hashtag at Golden State, hashtag go Spurs go. Nothing else to, you know, report, but, you know, he had an okay game. Just couldn't get over the hump. So it's a damn shame. Wow, that Rick Fox thing has got me shook. I'm like, man, I love Rick Fox. I don't know what happened, but apparently I do. Nice one. Let's get to the game previews. Game previews.
It's the weekend. We have 24 games. I wondered what would break first, your spirit to watch a bunch of basketball or your body from sinking all the tins.
Thank you, Bane, for swinging by for that. I love doing Bane at the start of game previews now. It's amazing. All right, Friday, tonight, we've got 10 games. Bulls at Pistons. Bulls out here trying to tank. Pistons just suck. So it's like a case of the immovable object meets the unstoppable force. Oh, shit. Bulls at Pistons. That is gross, isn't it? I think the Pistons will probably beat them because someone has to win this. And the Bulls are like, damn, motherfucker, it ain't going to be us. Hawks at Pacers. Again, ouch. Happy one for the Pacers. They need this one too after the Jazz beatdown, 20-point Jazz beatdown on Wednesday. Hawks are sneaky good bad, so they'll kind of keep the Pacers on their toes, but the Pacers still win that one. Rockets at Raptors. Oh, shit. Top East versus Top West. How good is this game? The best part is it's not even on TV. Can you believe that? The number one seed in each conference, the Raptors, Houston. It's not even on NBA TV. You have to watch it on League Pass. This is fucking ridiculous, NBA. What's going on? So this will be fascinating to see how the Raps face up to someone like the Rockets and whether the Rockets can keep their 17-game winning streak going. Don't forget that. James Harden, Clint Capella, and CP3. 17 straight games. The Raptors, meanwhile, are just out there crushing it. And they've also won 6 straight. And at home, don't forget, they're 27-5, which is the best record in the league. So here you go. Does this where the Rockets' streak ends? Who knows? We'll find out. I'm going to pick the Rockets. I don't think I can go against them on 17 straight games. It's going to be very interesting. I'm going to love that one. It's going to be awesome. Jazz at Grizzlies. Tasty one for the Jazz. Need to keep on their own 15 of 17 game sort of stretch. They've won 4 straight as well. And the Grizz, their losing streak is now at 15. Gross. Give me the Jazz. Knicks at Bucks. Speaking of gross, the Knicks tankapalooza, baby. They're 2-15 without. That's right.
Supercharged Zinger Burger.
Without Supercharged Zinger, they'll be 2-16 after this one. Bucks win. Wiz at Pelicans. Pels, they're on a 10-game winning. There are so many streaks. This is awesome. Pelicans get 10-game win streak. Will probably be without Anthony Davis with his ankle. Obviously, still no John Wall for the Wiz. So it's been interesting. I think the Wiz might break this 10-game win streak, even though the Pelicans are at home. I think the Wiz got it. Lakers at Nugs. Joker and the Nugs need this one to stay in touch with the playoffs after dropping a couple of shitty games. They're now tied with the Jazz. So, Nugs, man, if you lose this, the Jazz are going to be above you. Come on, man. What are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? Pay attention right there. Come on. I'm walking here. Give me the Nuggets. Warriors at Blazers. This is awesome. How fun is this? We get a 1-1 seed, and then we get the 2-3 seed in the West going against each other. The only thing is, the Warriors on a back-to-back. So it's a bit tough, and they're going to be without Steph. So this would have been two of the best backcourts going in the NBA going against each other. And now it's going to be the coward, Kevin Durant, showing the Blazers what could have been when they selected Greg Oden over him back in 07. Tough, man. Tough. Warriors or Blazers, though? I think the Blazers, man. I think they're just on a roll. They've won 8 straight. Warriors have won 7 straight. Blazers, let's get it. Let's get it, Blazers. Come on. Magic at Kings. Tankapalooza, baby. No one wants to win this. But someone has to, and I think it'll be the Magic. The Kings are horrible. Cavs at Clippers. Cavs need to get rolling, and I think they will because, you know, why not? So Cavs won 2 straight. I think they beat the Clippers here. Clippers are just weird and, like, completely unpredictable, so I don't know. But give me the Cavs. I think LeBron shows out in L.A. Saturday night, Suns at Hornets. Almost a Tankapalooza matchup because the Hornets are all like, all right, pack her up, boys. Let's do it. So I think the Hornets maybe snap their horrible losing streak of 5 straight as well and win against the Suns. Wizard Heat. Ooh, this is interesting. Heat just beat Philly. Washington are on a back-to-back. Only a couple of games separating them in the standings between 4-8 anyway. That's a really good one. Give me the Heat at home, I think. Grizz at Mavs. Another Tankapalooza matchup. Gross, but at least you got Marc Gasol versus Dirk Nowitzki, I guess. The coach killer Marc Gasol versus Dirk Nowitzki. Sure. Give me the Mavs. I think they're just slightly better than the Grizz. But the Grizz could finally actually snap that losing streak. What do you reckon? It would be at 16 by that point, but they are on a back-to-back. Yeah, give me the Mavs. I think the Mavs will do that. Nice one. Spurs at Thunder. Finally, another good game too. How good is this? We've got a wicked, wicked weekend slate. Spurs, they, you know, I don't know. They just look weird. They feel weird. They've lost, what? They've basically gone 3-8 in their last 11. Not great. Not great, man. Off the back of a Warriors game, Thunder off the back of a Phoenix game. I think the Thunder win. Magic at Clips, both on a back-to-back. Only one trying to win. It's going to be the Clippers. Sunday, 9 games. Raps at Knicks. Nice one for the Raps. They need that as well after maybe losing to the Rockets on Friday. Bulls at Hawks. Tankapalooza, baby. Give me the Hawks. I think they just smoked the Bulls. Warriors at Wolves. Man, no Jimmy Butts. That sucks. This is a nice Sunday afternoon game too. Warriors at Wolves. I think the Warriors will get them, but it's going to be tough. It's going to be fun. So no Steph, no Jimmy. You reckon the Warriors have got enough? I reckon. Jazz at Pelicans. Crucial game for both teams. Jazz need this one to climb over the Nuggets and Clips. And the Pelicans need this one even if they're without Anthony Davis again. See how they go. Need to stick there in 4th. Not much separating them between 5th and 6th and 8th. God damn it. I think the Jazz win that though. Yeah, Kings at Nugs. Oh, Nugs also need to win this. And I think they do because the Kings are fucking horrible, bro. Rockets at Mavs. Handy one for the Rockets if their win streak is still cruising. This would be 19 if they beat the Raps on Friday. So give me the Rockets over the Mavs. Easy. Sixers at Nets. Ooh, maybe I can convince the missus to come to this one with me. Go see Big Simo and Embiid again. That'd be fun. Thing is, Embiid and Simo after a Saturday night in New York. They might be a bit sluggish there. What do you reckon? Maybe. Give me the Nets. I think they might win that. Yeah. Saturday night in New York is, that's a trap. It's always a trap. What do you reckon, Admiral Akbar?
It's a trap.
Told ya. Nice one. Pacers at Celtics. Interesting. Interesting. Celtics will want to see how well they match up against this weird Pacers squad because, look, that's going to loom as a very, very high potential playoff matchup as well. Pacers, they could fall anywhere between 3 and 6. So the Celtics sitting there in 2 will be like, all right, man, how do we go? And it's weird because you got Victor Oladipo going against Kyrie Irving and a bunch of like weird rangy dudes. Give me the Pacers. I think they might pop the Celtics in the mouth and everyone be like, oh shit, the Pacers beat the Celtics. Yes. Tricky. Victor is going to go off. He's had a quiet couple of weeks. Watch him go fucking bananas against the Celtics D. And then the final game of the weekend, it is an absolute corker because we have Cavs at Lakers. How's that? LeBron's got a back-to-back weekend in LA. Maybe he can go visit one of his 20 million houses in Brentwood. All right. What is it? An Isaiah Thomas revenge game. Or is it a Larry Nance Jr. and Jordan Clarkson revenge game? I think I'm going to go with the Cavs. I think Larry Nance Jr. is going to try to dunk on every single Laker, and Jordan Clarkson is going to try to put up 40. And LeBron's going to be sitting there going, I don't know. Maybe I want to come here next year. I don't know. See how we go. But I reckon the Cavs win it no matter what. What do you reckon? How good is that? What a weekend. 24 games, absolute bunch of corkers on there. And we'll report back on Monday and wrap every single bloody one of them. And you know what? That is it for today. That's it for the week. We're back on Monday for more ridiculousness. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We're live all the time on Twitter and Facebook. Stuff is always popping off. We're updating shit left, right, and center. NBA Australia never forgets. Constantly, every single day, day in, day out, highlighting the best Australia's got to get. Shane Heal pops up today. Are you healed? You better be. Don't forget to subscribe to NBA Australia on iTunes, Google Play, wherever you get all your podcasts. Check us a nice rating and review, why don't you? And tell a mate, if you know anybody who likes basketball and likes morons yelling about it, hey, man, go, oi, dickhead, do you listen to NBA Australia or not? Because you fucking should, you moron. Yes, do it. Tell your mates. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out House Hats, their new band. They're the best band in Australia. Their single Stop is out now. They're also playing The Corner on May 19 with Painters and Dockers, Celibate Rifles, and X. So if you're in Melbourne, May 19, go check out The Boys. Awesome show. Unreal lineup. It's a wicked little mini festival at The Corner. Back to The Corner, it's called. Go check it out. From Oslo, thanks. House Hat, they're amazing. Special thanks to the Green, Iowa, Fascinator, The Kits, Ramshackle Army guys for the tunes that you heard throughout the episode. Check them out on Bandcamp and Facey. Don't forget, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. If you know any bands, send them through. Get them to hit me up. I'll fucking play it. Let's do it. All right, so give them a smash. And that's it. Stick around for a very special episode of Cooking with Bainesy. This has been a great week. I've loved it. It's been so much fun. Thanks for listening. We'll speak to you on Monday. Stick around for Cooking with Bainesy, and we'll catch us next week. This is NBA Australia saying, later, Hosen! Cooking with Bainesy is filmed in front of a live studio audience. It's Cooking with Bainesy with your host, Aaron Bangers Baines.
G'day. Welcome to Cooking with Bainesy. I'm your host, Aaron Bangers Baines. And in this here episode, we're going to cook up what every red-blooded man needs to know how to cook. A bloody good old-fashioned Bangers Bainesy burger! Alright, I love me a good burger. Only way to keep up this physique is to eat Bangers Baines burgers every bloody day, I'll tell you. The missus, she calls up, she's like, what's for dinner? I'm like, burgers, babe. And she loves it. So I bloody well know how to cook them perfect, I'll tell you. So, it's bloody simple, mate. All you got to do is go down to your soupy, buy some lettuce, a couple of tomatoes, an onion, some cheese, some eggs, and the crucial ingredient, some tinned beetroot. Grab a thing out of burger buns, then get over to your butcher, go about 300 grams or so of premium mince, and you're good to go. So now, what you need? Let's do this. All right, you ready? You with me? All right, so cut up your onion. Make sure you don't cry like a girl. Grow some bloody stones, mate. Now, chuck that in your mince. Mix it all up into rissole balls. Rissoles, how good are they? Now, heat up your barbie. Get her nice and hot. Bang a bit of oil on there. There you go. Then throw a bloody couple of burger patties on there. Flatten them out into patties. And then bam! Grab yourself a tin. Hang out for a second. And then just let her bloody cook for a second. Yeah? What do you reckon? All right, so cook them till they're blacker than a dead dog's guts. Bang an egg on the barbie for each one as well, just next to them. Just let them cook. And here's the thing. When your patties are almost done, pop your cheese on your burger patties when they're still on the barbie and get her a bit melted. Bloody lovely. Smell that? Bloody beautiful, isn't it? Oh, look at this. This is great. So then just get your burger buns open. Pop them quickly on the barbie. Crisp them up a little bit.
There's a little bit of a banger secret for you right there. Now, bang your patties with the cheese on them there. Whack your tomato and lettuce on them. Throw the egg on top. Add a big old slice of beetroot on there just for good measure. And voila!
Bob's your bloody uncle. An absolute bloody ripper of a Bangers Banes burger. It's an absolute bloody corker and it's easy as piss, mate.
Best part is, have a tin with it and it's a meal any red-blooded man will love.
Alright, how easy was that? Tune in next week for a new recipe and we'll see you next week on the next episode of Cooking with Banesy.